The civil unrest, which has split the Ivory Coast in half, has killed hundreds of people, pushed tens of thousands from their homes, and threatened to create a humanitarian crisis with repercussions throughout West Africa. No area has been harder hit than the rebel-controlled northern city of Bouake. It's been the scene of some of the fiercest fighting and ethnic violence. From Bouake, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
On the outskirts of Bouake, the front line between the government and the rebels is marked by a bullet-riddled Mitsubishi 4x4, its doors flung open, its windshield shattered, its tires long gone. Behind the vehicle is a row of wooden market stalls. Overturned in the road is a barricade. Rebel soldiers in army fatigues and mismatched berets sit behind the roadblock, polishing their guns. Kwame Kanati, who's in charge of the barricade, accuses the government of derailing recent peace talks. And Kanati says his side is willing to continue fighting. We are ready, he says. We are prepared to take Abidjan. The current crisis began on September 19th, when a group of soldiers who were being decommissioned from the army staged an uprising in the nation's administrative and business capital, Abidjan. While the government was able to crush the deadly rebellion in the south, the mutineers found widespread support among ethnic groups in the north. They quickly seized control of the northern half of the Ivory Coast, including the nation's second-largest city, Bouake. Almost all the businesses in Bouake have shut down, and residents are unable to get food, money, or gas. The conflict has also driven an estimated 150,000 people, or roughly a third of Bouake's population, from their homes. On the road east of Bouake, a long line of people with bundles of belongings on their heads took advantage of a recent lull in the fighting to leave town. A thin man who gives his name as Amani Dibule is pushing a wheelbarrow piled with sacks of clothing and the rug from his house. He says he's going to return to his parents' village in the south. We came to Bouake to work, he says, but now there's no way to make money and we can't eat. The conflict has also spawned intense ethnic violence. After government troops launched an unsuccessful two-day attack on Bouake, state-run television announced falsely that the city had been liberated from the rebels. Government supporters from the Boule ethnic group took to the streets to celebrate. Backers of the rebels from a different ethnic group, the Djula, later chased down, beat, and killed some of the celebrants. The rebels were quick to denounce the violence. They say they're fighting for the rights of immigrants and Ivorians who've been mistreated by the politically dominant Bété people in the south. The rebels wear army fatigues, salute their superiors, and refer to themselves by the ranks they held in the Ivorian army. One of the rebel leaders, Sergeant Sharif Usman, speaking under a canopy during heavy tropical rain, says the goal of the rebels is justice and equality for all Ivorians. An Ivorian who comes from Ghana or Mali is not able to get an Ivorian identity card because in the Ivory Coast we mistreat foreigners. We dislike this and we want all people to be free in the Ivory Coast and the Ivory Coast to become unified and indivisible. But the insurrection has had exactly the opposite effect, dividing the country along geographic and ethnic lines. At St. Martin's Church, men in pressed shirts, women in colorful dresses, and children in their frilly Sunday best arrive for the 9 a.m. service. In his sermon, Father Henri Dupin-Fantignon tells the congregation they must be tolerant of their neighbors. As people leave the church, Father Henri says the situation has led to inter-ethnic violence.
I know that the natural reaction is much more for violence than for peace. When people are afraid, they show their fist. And now everyone is afraid.
And the fear generated by this crisis spreads far beyond Bouake. It's present in the angry pro-government marches in Abidjan. It's in the eyes of refugees who fled their homes. And it's causing concern among West African diplomats that this once stable country may spend years trying to find internal peace. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Bouake, Ivory Coast.